Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour, the Reverend Al Green, I should say, bringing us back. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jonathan Godfrey is our guest. Jonathan is a new friend, but he's with an organization that's an old friend, the Association for Competitive Technology, actonline.org, and he's Director of Communications there. But we're talking about right now is his trip to the Computer Electronics Show, CES, in Las Vegas last week. And I always like to have somebody join us after that and give us a report on what they found. Jonathan, thanks again for hanging out with us.
My pleasure.
The last segment, we were talking about the macro, kind of macro look at this thing, the TVs, the 3D TVs, 3D printing, some of the health things that are going on out there, the way electronics are and devices are helping you keep up with to live more healthy. Let's get down into some of the gadgets you saw. I would like for you to come back first, though, in terms of gadgets, and talk about the curved screens. Why does a TV screen need to be curved?
I'm not sure I know, actually, but it fits the room better, or it fits large displays better. The other place that they're looking
but when
for
you
this,
looked when you looked at one of these things, you obviously watched the screen that was curved, right? How big were they? How big were some of the ones you saw? Were they big ones? I mean, 50 inch or whatever?
No, I mean they were like 20 feet maybe.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about the curved screens are huge.
Oh, they're massive. Yeah.
So we're not talking about a curved screen I would have in my house.
No. They were. I'm sure it's headed that way. And the other place that we saw curved screens are on are starting to see them are on. Are on mobile devices, right? So smartphones.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you about that.
To have
they're starting to curve. So why is there an advantage to that? Where's the advantage of a curved screen? I don't understand.
It seems to be novelty right now. But imagine that you have a curved screen for your wrist, right? There's a lot of talk
right.
that Apple's going to have a smartphone.
Convex and I guess what I was thinking when you're saying curved, are you saying the outside the edges curve away from me, or is that what it looks like? It's not concave, it's convex. They curve away from you, right?
Yeah, the TV screens curve toward you, the ones that we saw. And
but I mean all right, the center. All right, which way is it? Does it look like a cup toward you, or is it going away from you on the edges?
So the TV would look like a cup towards me.
I got you. Okay.
And then the other way for the wrist or the phone.
Ah, so it could be both ways.
That's right.
Wow. Boy, this is blowing my mind, Jonathan. I don't even understand. I mean, I see it from an ergonomic standpoint. Well, what does that do from the eye? What does the eye do with this?
You know, I think the curved screen works probably best for wearable technology.
Yeah, okay.
So that when you have something on your wrist, your arm, it's not obtrusive, you know. It wraps around
right.
your body instead of
and it also it's a, and out. So a curved mobile phone smartphone would be handy for somebody who puts the phone in their back pocket, right? I don't know, folks. I'm just trying to think of what you'd use it for, but it doesn't hurt the eye. The eye doesn't mind it.
Yeah, no, I think it works well to you know. It fits smoothly in your hand. I think that's got a lot to do with.
Okay, interesting. So it's all about ergonomics, folks. It's not about the you viewing the thing. Apparently, it doesn't detract from that. It's all about the human form factor, which is very interesting. All right, what's next? What other things did you see out there?
You know, I saw a really cool company called Cinematique that has a video service. They overlay a video that you watch, and you can touch any part of that screen, and it will send you information about what that is or where to buy it.
That's next, folks. This is talk about interactive TV. The day's going to come when you're not going to be across the room from your television, or maybe the remote will let you point and click or something. But that's the future, isn't it? We've come a long way from me being my dad's remote control, Jonathan. with three.
Well, you know, that was always the toughest thing, right? How do you get the remote control and how do you make it work for you?
Right.
And a lot of the remotes that we're seeing now are TiVo has a remote that you can use for your iPad. They have a remote that you hold in your hand, but you can also have an iPad remote that works exceptionally well. And I think we're moving closer to a space where a lot of our video consumption may move from the TV to mobile devices, or at least the touchscreen devices that are within reach.
What did you see for businesses? What new stuff did you see for businesses?
Well, one of the things that's really exciting that happened just before we went out to CES was had something to do with regulation. And often, in the technology space, we're hopeful that government has a light touch and doesn't try to regulate in a space where often they have unintended consequences and stifle creativity. But we were actually hopeful that we would get regulation in a space called the mobile medical medical apps area. And the FDA, the reason why this was important was there are a lot of investors ready to move forward in using mobile devices and apps on mobile devices for healthcare solutions.
Right.
And we're seeing some incredible stuff where asthma users are seeing an 80% drop in the number of emergency room visits because of the apps they're using. And we're seeing a lot of opportunity come forward now that we have regulatory certainty with the FDA.
Very
and that's where a lot of the news...
Hold on to that thought, John. I got to take a quick break, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.